Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Zevachim daf Nun Vav. Welcome back, everyone. The Gemara here starts with the din of Lishkais, of the Chiv Tumah. And the Chiv Tumah in the Mikdash is only on the area of 187 amas length and 135 amas width. But on the Lishkais, there's no Chiyav Tumah, even though the din is that the Lishka is considered Kodesh, but there's not a Chiyav Tumah. Gemara is a whole Shakvataria back and forth, but the Mathkana of the Gemara is that the Lishkas that were in Israbe, for the fact that you could eat Kachi Kachim there, you need to eat Kachi Kachim in the Azara, and for this din, the Lishka is considered Kodesh, but you cannot Shecht Kachim Kalim there, even though it's considered Kenegara Pesach. Still, you cannot shecht kachim kalim, and also there's no chiyuv tumah, and only for achila's kachay kachim, for that we have a reway from a pasuk to say that they're considered kodesh. That's what comes out in the sugya. So the simple way to understand from our sugya is that be'etzem they're not considered kodesh. These lishkas are really not kodesh. Just there's a reway that lagabi the achila's kachay kachim, you can eat kachay kachim there even though it's not considered mamish the azar. However, there's a mission in Maaser Sheni. The mission there says, in Paragimel of Maaser Sheni, that Lishkas HaBenuyas B'chol U'Psuchas LaKodesh, Teichan Kodesh. That a Lishka which is built, the Lishka itself is situated in an area which is not Kodesh. But if it's opened up to the Kodesh, it's Kodesh. So if that's the case, then Lachar, the Lishka itself is Kodesh. So why do we need, so the whole sugya is Sarach Bir. Why do we need a reboy that you can eat kachi kachim there? And why lemaisa can you not shecht kachim kalim there? And there's no chiv tumah. Hari lemaisa the lishka is considered kodesh. So the Chazanish asks this question. The Chazanish in Siman Tes Zayin of Zvachim, Sukkotan Dalet, asks this question. That why do we, what's going on in our sugya? And Mori asks the sugya Numa Daf Chasei, brings this the mission of Maaser Sheni. And there's before in the sugya Numa that there are nafkaminas that this lishka is yet considered kodesh. Mara says two things. Number one, they did a pious. They did four raffles, lotteries, each day to know who would be zeich in different avodas. And the pious needs to be done by kodesh. And yet when the pious is done in a lishka, which is considered kodesh, so it's okay. The lishka which is vanui b'chol and pasuach l'kodesh. But because it's teichai kodesh, so it's considered that the pious was done in the azara. So before that, it is considered the azara. And another nafkamin that the Gemara says there, that there's a din that ein yeshiva ba'azara elu lamalche beis David bilvad. The person is not allowed to sit in the azara. But when you do the pious in the lishka, also then you couldn't sit. Because the pious was because the lishka is considered kodesh. Just like you can't sit in the azara, you also can't sit in this lishka, because it has a din of kodesh. So we see that the lishka is yet considered kodesh for lochayra all dinim. That's the one we take out from the mission of Maaser Sheni, and from the Sugya and Yuma. And yet in our Sugya it seems exactly the opposite, that the Lishka is not Kodesh. For Tumah, it's not Kodesh. For Shechita, and even for Achila where it is, there's a unique ribui to say that it is. So this is a very big question, how do we understand this din of Lishka? So the Chazanish really offers two possibilities in how to learn. One of them, he doesn't furious entirely how to say it, but the Chazanish really says there are two ways to go to the whole din here of Lishka. One way is to say, like we said until now, that B'Yisoy, the Lishka is considered Kodesh before in the Sugya and Yuma. However, that for the Dinim in our Sugya, for some reason, it's not good enough, the fact that it's Pasuach to Kodesh to make it Kodesh. These Dinim, it seems that for whatever reason we would need that the Makam itself has to be itself in the Kodesh. Hirashi says by us that the Lishka was not Niskadesh in the process of the Mekadesh, the Azara. The Mishnah in Mesechus Shavuos in the second Perek says there's a whole process of having Mekadesh, the Azara. And Rashi says that they did not do this in these Lishkais. Just what? Just because it's opened up to the Kodesh, it gives it a din of Kodesh. So Kinira, that din of being Pasuach l'Kodesh gives it Kedusha Sazara, even though it itself is not the Azara. That's the... It itself, mitzad the makom itself, is not considered the guf azara, but it has kedusha azara because it's opened up to the azara. So kanira, have to explain exactly why it is this way, that for the dinim of the pious, and for the din of yeshiva and the azara, for these dinim, it's good enough that it has the kedusha sa'azara. Even though the makom itself is not the makom of the azara, but be having the kedusha sa'azara is good enough to for these dinim. Masha'inkein, for the din of tuma and the din of shechita, and without the pasuk, also the din of achila, for these things, it would need to be the makom of the azara itself. Maybe to explain a little bit more, I don't know exactly why the dinim are different in this. Why these dinim and these dinim? I don't have a clear answer. But just maybe to touch it up a little bit more, what the chiluk is. Biskarov brings, Biskarov in the letters in the back of the sefer, brings from Reb Chaim that there's two inyanim of the makom of the azara. One was the kedushas azara, and one was the bechiras makom. That there was Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Yerushalayim and chose the makom of the mikdash. There's the aspect of the makom of the azara, and there's the kedushas azara. So it could be that the lishka, the maisa, is not considered the makom asher bachar Hashem, because it wasn't the makom itself that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose. The bechiras makom was only on 187 amos by 135 amos. That you need the specific makom, but the lishka gets the kedushas azara by being opened up to the azara. So the kedusha that's in the azara mamela goes here. So for the dinim of pious and for yeshiva ba'azara, on that it's enough to have the kedusha azara. Shinging the dinim by us, you need the bechiras makom of the azara, and that you don't have. But that was the svar, is that you don't have that in these for these dinim. You need dafka the bechiras makom. And for achila, we need a reboot to say that for achilas kachay kachim, it's enough that we have the kedusha of the azara, and you don't need the bechiras makom. The havmina before the pasuk was that you need the bechiras makom. Kamashma on the pasuk, it's enough with the kedusha, even though you don't have the bechiras makom. That's actually one way to say about this. This Chazanish doesn't speak out; he really asks this as a stira, and then we'll mention right now the second derech that he has to answer this. Bad luchayr would come out from this from the two sugyas is that for the dinim of the sugya there, it's enough that it's pasuach l'kodesh. The dinim of our sugya, the svara was that you need banoi b'kodesh, and only gabi achila we have a riboy that is enough with pasuach l'kodesh. Chazanish wants to say another mahalach. We have a pasuk by us which is marbe, that the lishka is considered kodesh, even though it's banui b'chol is considered kodesh. That's the pasuk by Achila, says that the lishka is considered kodesh. If we would only have this pasuk, says the Chazanish, then for all dinim it would be considered kodesh. Also legabe toma, and also legabe shchita, for all dinim would be considered kodesh. But yet the Gemara earlier, and afnun heyam and beiz, Gemara says there are three psukim about Shechitas Kachem Kalim, and it says Pesach Oil Moyed, and one of them is L'mayet Tzidet Tzodim. But Tzidet Tzodim, you cannot Shecht Kachem. Rashi says there earlier, Nafnun Heyam and Beis, that means the Lishka, you cannot Shecht Kachem in the Lishka. Says the Chazanish, there it's referring to the Lishka, which is Banoi Bachol U'Pasuach L'Kodesh. And the Pasuk is L'mayet, even though it's considered Pesach Oil Moyed, you could see the Oil Moyed from there, the Heichal. But it's ma'ayit because it's not considered kodesh. So the gedur of the pasuk there earlier to be ma'ayit tzidei tzodim was to say that the lishka is not entirely considered kodesh. So we have one pasuk being ma'ayit by the lishka to be considered kodesh. That's the pasuk by us. Mitzad sheni, we have a contradictory pasuk, the pasuk earlier on, saying that it's not considered kodesh. So because there's a seer in these two psukim, so Chazal understood that for certain dinim, the lishka is yet considered kodesh. And for other dinim, the lishka is not kodesh. The pasuk is mar be'achila, for that is for sure is kodesh. For shechita, at the pasuk is mamayit, for sure is not kodesh. And then Chazal understood that tuma is like shechita, just like shechita was excluded, and for that it's not kodesh. Also for tuma, it's not kodesh. And for pious and for yeshiva ba'azara, for that it is considered kodesh. So that's the Chazanish, it's a nice way to answer the dinim, that there are really two psukim. It's certain, it is considered kodesh, and it's not considered kodesh. And that's the way that we split up the dinim. Even lefi this derech of the Chazanish, you have to understand why for certain dinim, yeah, for certain dinim not. It could be like the gedros, like we said earlier, that it's not considered the kedusha of the azara, but it's lacking in the bechiras makom of the azara. And therefore it splits up in the two dinim. That for achila and yeshiva ba'azara and and pious, it is considered kodesh. Misacheni, for the din of shechita and tumah, that we need the bechiras makim. It's not good enough with the kedusha. That could actually be the pshat in the gedra of the two psukim. That's a nice derech of the Chazon Ish to explain these two psukim. Or as we said, the first derech is that even without psukim, just mitaratmai, Chazal understood that the whole din of kodesh only works for certain dinim and not for other dinim. But just to add on, though, about the Iker Din of the Rashi earlier, we mentioned this Rashi in yesterday's shir. We said that we have to talk about it more in today's shir, Nafnun Vav. Rashi there earlier says that Tzidei Tzodim is Memayet, the Lishka. The Shita asks on Rashi that no, you don't need a Pasuk to be Memayet from Tzidei Tzodim. The reason that the Lishka is not Kaddish is because simply it doesn't have Kedusha, like the Gemara says by us. And the Lishka does not have Kedusha for these Din, only Legabi Achilos Kodshim. So the Shita there learns that the Tzidei Tzodim is Mayit something which is not a Lishka. It's talking about the Azara itself. But if it's not connected to Parbar, it's not considered the Chaloin, then it would be Nismayit. The Beis HaChalifos, then it would be Nismayit. That's the Shita. But what do we do with Rashi? How does Rashi learn? Rashi learns that we have a Pasuk saying that you can't Shecht because it's not Pesach HaLamayit. The Pasuk is the Gemara by us, that it's lacking in Kedusha. The reason you can't shech there, because it doesn't have Kedusha, not because it's not Pesach Olam Moed. So you mentioned now the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish learns that Rashi is talking about the Lishka, and Rashi learns that the Gedder of the Pasuk was not to say that it's lacking in Pesach Olam Moed, that it's not facing the Pesach. The Gedder of the Pasuk was to say that it's lacking in Kedusha. That's the Mahalach Mechurish of the Chazon Ish, and how to learn of Rashi there. That Rashi is referring to the Lishka, that's Banoi Ba Choyel Upasuach LaKedesh. And the reason that it was in Smite was not because it's lacking in the Pesach Ol Moed, but the reason it was in Smite was because it doesn't have Kedusha Bichol. That's a Mahalach Mechudosh in Rashi. The Chazon Ish mentions another Mahalach, which also the Chafetz Chaim learns this Mahalach. That La'olam, the Rashi agrees to the Shita. If we'll be talking about a Lishka that's Banui Bachol and Pasuach LaKodesh, we do not need a Pasuk to be Mamayed it from Pesach Ol Moed. And like the Shita says, the reason is because it's simply lacking in Kedusha. That's why you can't Shech there. So the Olam Rashi there is not referring to a Lishka that's Banu Bachol and Pasuach LaKodesh. Rashi there is referring to a Lishka that's Banu Bakodesh and Pasuach LaKodesh. It's Kodesh Mamish. So then Avada has entire Kedusha of the Azara. Just what? It's Nismayit that you can't Shecht Kachem Kalam there in a case when you can't see the Hecha. So a few, they say there are two types of Lishkas that you cannot Shecht Kachem Kalam there. And they're Chalukam Yisoidina. The Gemara by us in Daf Nun Vav Mar Aleph is referring to a Lishka which can see the Hechel. So it's not lacking in Pesach Oil Moed. You can see from there the Hechel. Why can you not Shech there? Because it's Bani Bachoil. And it doesn't have the Kedusha, and doesn't have enough Kedusha of the Azara in order to Shech there. Like we said, only Lagabe Achilas Kachim, it was Nisrabi that's considered the Azara. Lagabe Shechitas Kachim Kalim, it does not have Kedusha, and therefore you can't Shech there. Is because it's banui ba'choil, and it's considered it doesn't have enough kedusha in order to shech there. That's the Gemara Bayas. The Gemara Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis is referring to a lishka which is entirely kodesh, banui ba'kodesh, pasuach la'kodesh. Everything is kodesh. The reason you can't shecht is because it's not pesach ol moed. It's not opened up to the hechel. That's anyone learn there. There are two dinim, and each one has its own chisar. B'das Rashi. That's two sugyas. Lamaisa Rashi by us says that the reason you can't shech kachem there is because it's not Pesach Ol Moed and it's Tzidei Tzodim. Rashi doesn't have Nun Vav. So the few they say it doesn't work out so well. That's not true. The meat of Tzidei Tzodim is referring to a different type of lishka. It's referring to a lishka which is Bani Bakoidesh and Pasuach Lakoidesh, and yet there's this mayid from Tzidei Tzodim because you can't see the Hechel. What it has to be anyway, it seems that Rashi by us, when he mentions the Tzidei Tzodim, Rashi is going in the Havmin of the Gemara. The Havmin of the Gemara, by us, thought that the reason you can't shecht in the Lishka was because not Pesach Ol Moed. But then the Gemara asks, Milo Yaskinon, that it is Pesach Ol Moed, and you could see the Hechel. So why can you not shecht there? The Maskar of the Gemara, by us, the reason you can't shecht in the Lishka is not because it's not Pesach Ol Moed. Olam, we're talking about the Lishka, which is Pesach Ol Moed. Rashi is only going in the Havmin of the Gemara. What's the Maskar that you can't shecht in this Lishka? That's kind of like Rashi is on top of the Amud, because the Lishka was not Niskadish Lagabe that. And you didn't have the process of the Mekadish, the Azara, that they did not do on the Lishka. So to summarize, a little bit confusing over here. We have a difficult Rashi in Afnun Heyman Beis that the sheet asks. Rashi says there that you can't shecht in the Lishka. You can't shecht in Tzidei Todim Rashi because it's a Lishka. That's Rashi there. And the Shita says, no, the reason the chisern of Lishka is because it doesn't have Kedusha like the Gemara says by us. So the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish want to say that's the most glatim halach for this Rashi itself is that there are two types of Lishkas. There Rashi is referring to a Lishka which is entirely Kedush. And the only chisern is that it's not Pesach Oil Moed. The Gemara by us says that there are Lishkas which are Pesach Oil Moed. So why can you not check there? For a different reason. Because they are Bonin Bachoil and Rashi says they were not Niskadish enough to give them the din that you can shecht kachem kalum there. And it's only a riboy lagabe achilos kache kachem. That's one malach to explain the Rashi. Other malach to explain the Rashi, the Chazanish says, is I know the Rashi there, la'olam, is referring to a lishka, which is, yeah, banoy ba'choil, and pasuach la'kodesh. And the meat of Tzidei Tzadim was not because it can't see the heichal. We're talking about a case when it could see the heichal. The meat of Tzidei Tzadim was because it doesn't have enough kedusha. That's the Mahalach Mechudosh of the Chazanish, to explain the Rashi there. And he said, Bingach, what one has to say, when Rashi by us says, and Dafnan Vav, that the reason you can't shecht in the Lishka is because it's the Mi'ud of Tzidei Tzadim, so the two ways to learn the Rashi come out the way we learn Rashi and Dafnan Heyman Beis. If he's the first Mahalach we mentioned, that the Rashi and Nun Heyman Beis is referring to a Lishka which is entirely Kaidash, and the Rashi by us is referring to a Lishka which is Bani Bachoil. Each one has his own chisaron. So, if the Rashi that says that the chisaron of Tzidei Tzadim is only in the Havmin of the Gemara, that we thought the reason was because it wasn't connected to Pesach. But in Maskana, we're talking about something which is connected to Pesach. So, the Mais of the Mute of Lishka and Afnun Vav is not because of Tzidei Tzadim, but rather Rashi says earlier in the Amud because it was not Niskadish. That's the Vidat Mahalach. But the Mahalach Mechudish of the Chazonish, that Rashi and Nunheim and Beis learns, the Mute of Tzidei Tzadim was saying that's lacking Kedusha. So when Rashi says by us, the reason you cannot check there is because of Tzidei Tzadim, that's true even Lafi the Maskana. Even Lafi the Maskana, the reason that one cannot shecht in the Lishka is because it's Tzidei Tzadim. One last point about the Lishkas is that other Dine Kodesh, other Dine of the Mikdash, how do they apply to the Lishkas? The Kerner by us is this topic, what's the din of the Lishkas? There's an Isser to shecht chulin in the Azara, and you shecht at the Basra's Asra Ba'achila. What happens if you shecht chulin in the lishka? You can't shecht the korban there. The ikar drash of the Gemara in Kiddushin, the din of chulin ba'azara, is masha. There's a makom of shechita of kachim, and there's a makom of shechita of chulin. Masha li b'shalach asar, af shalcha b'shali asar. Just like you can't shecht kachim b'chutz, so you also can't shecht chulin b'fnim. So l'chayra, that akamah this makom is not a makom that's roi for shechitas kachim. You shecht kachim in the lishka, it's puzzle. So you can tie that if you shecht chulin there, it should be kasher. So the makom is not roi for shechitas kachim, then it should be roi for shechitas chulin. Or no, we could say that l'mais the lishka is still kodesh. The Mishnah says in Meisr Sheni that the lishka that's bonim b'chol and pasuach l'kodesh is kodesh, and you can eat kachim kachim there. It has the same kodesh on it. So maybe it would also have an isra of chulin b'azara. That's the chakira of the Karanera. And the arsameach in Perak Vav of Vesa Bechira Alochaches is this topic: what's the din of the dam goes to the lishka? It's an ifsal b'yotzei. Right, you can't do zrik and the lishka because it's not in the makom of the azara for avoda. Just you can't shecht kachim there, and there's no iser tuma there. Chayr the lishka is not considered a place that's roi for avoda. So for the arsamech as it's sad, there should be a psul yotzei in the lishka. However, the mikdash ravin and tzivin chavzayin and that's we say over b'shem the biskarov, they say that there is no psul yotzei in the lishka. And even if the lishka you can't shecht kachim there, you can't do avoda there, but it's called the azara. It has a shame azara in it. It's the makom hamikdash. Come that it has a shame azara in it, the kedushas azara. So there's no psul yaitze. So that's what we brought down. So again, as we mentioned, this lishka is a very interesting gedder, the whole din of the lishka. Mitzadecha, we see in the Gemara and Yuma that there's an isra of yeshiva by azara there, and you can do the pious there. It's considered the makom hamikdash. You can eat kachim there, like the Gemara says by us. Mitzadsheni, there's no isra tuma, and you can't shecht kachim there. Kerner is mistapik l'gabi chulin ba'azara. The Rishameach is mistapik l'gabi yaitzei. Biskarov and the Mikdash David say there is no psul yaitzei there in the Lishka. That is the summary of the Dinei Lishka. We now come to another point. It's the Dinei Shkia Sechama. Psul of the drush of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. Big sugyan kachim. said Yitzchak Rabbi Diri darshins the pasuk the dam is nisso b'shkiyas achama, because it says v'yom akriva yizivcha yochel v'yom shi'ata zaviach atomakriv v'yom shi'ata zaviach yatomakriv. The day that you shecht, that you can makriv, that you can do the zrika. If you shecht it on a different day, you cannot do the zrika. So there's a big chakir in the achrayim, what's the gather of the psul of shkiyas achama. There are many, many nafkaminas. If we take the lashon of the drasha, it's mashma that it's the gather is a din when you do zrika. Zrika has to be done in the day of the shechita. When you shecht on Tuesday, you need to do zrika on Tuesday. You can't do zrika on Wednesday, because that's not the day of the shechita. So they said a din a kviyat zman in the avodas hazrika of the korban. The avodas hazrika has to be done in the day that you do shechita. That's the simple way to read the drasha of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. But Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi himself starts up with another line. The dam is nifsal b'shkiyas achama. It sounds like it's a psul in the dam. That there's a pasulus in dam that of the psul of shkiyas achama. Like the psul of lina, all karbonis, besides dam, evarim, that are left over until the next morning, have a psul of lina. So it sounds like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi is saying a similar thing about dam. That dam dam also has the psul of lina, just the psul of lina of dam is not in the morning, rather the psul of lina of dam is b'shkiyas achama. So that's a whole entirely different way to understand the drasha. Is the first derech was that the drasha is saying the time for avodas hazrika, the hechsher of zrika, is only today and not tomorrow. That's option A. Option B is to say no, it's not talking about the zrika, hechsher of zrika. Talking about a din in dam. That dam is nifsal, b'shkiyas achama. There's a chalais psul in dam. Dam becomes lon. It's chal in the dam of paslus, b'shkiyas achama. And there are many, many nafkaminas in this chakira of the two ways to understand the drasha. Let's take one for a second. That's the most, that brings out the point the most. Is the Gemara says later on in the Pei Zayin that there's a mandomar that Ein lina mayeles bereishis shal mizbeach. Which means that you have evarim, which are bereishis shal mizbeach, when the morning comes along. They're not in the fire, they're just somewhere on the mizbeach. And then the morning comes, the alois ha-shachar makes a psul of lina in all the evarim. It's one man to omer that because the evarim are on the mizbeach, which is their makom akrava, so they don't get a psul of lina. And the Gemara says a fascinating nafkamina. Gemara says that what's enough kavina that even if you take them off the mizbeach afterwards, they were on the mizbeach. The alois hashachar is 5 a.m. You brought them off to the mizbeach at 4:59. It comes 5 a.m. They're on the mizbeach. At 5:01, you take them off the mizbeach. The din is that now whenever you want, you could put them back up, and you makter them. So before this, that the psul of lina is not a psul that from the next day and on they're psul. That's the way we would logically understand that lina means. They were left out overnight. So from tomorrow and on, they're going to be pasul. It's before in the Gemara that no, that the psul of lina is a psul in the specific moment of lina. The amud hashachar is mechal a psul of lina on karbanos. So anything that's around that amud hashachar that can be chal into the psul of lina is chal into the psul of lina. If somehow you circumvent that second of the psul of lina, at the time that the psul of lina is going to be chal, You're on the mizbeach and it's not chal on you lina, because you're bereishis shal mizbeach. So even though you come off later on, the psul of lina doesn't come onto you. The psul of lina only happens at the time of alois hashachar. That's before in the Gemara there. So now, what's the din by dam? By dam, do we have this din by dam that is the time of shkiyas achama that's mechal a psul on the dam? That's what creates that the dam is pasul. And therefore, you can no longer do zrika at night. But if you can avoid the psul of lina, let's say you're on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, b'shkiyas achama, so you avoid the psul of lina, so then you should be kosher from now on. Because the psul was that specific moment of lina. Or do we say no, that the yisayid of the psul is because it's a different day? The psul is that if you shecht on Tuesday, you can't do zrika on Wednesday. And doing zrika Tuesday night is doing zrika on Wednesday. So therefore, you can even if you avoid the moment of shkiyas achama, it's not the moment of shkiyas achama which makes the problem. The problem is doing zrika the next day. This is the Chakira of how to learn the Psul in our sugya. So the Acharonim argue on this point. The Shita Bayos and Ois Ches and the Chazon Ish, both of them say that Lamaisa, it is the din of Eilina Mayalas Bereish Shal Mizbeach and Dam. That if the Dam is at the Reish Mizbeach B'Shas Shkiyas Achama, and then you take it off afterwards, you could be Zerikit. The Psul of Shkiyas Achama is a Psul of Lina, just like the Psul of Eivarim has to have the Psul of Lina in the morning. So Dam also has a Psul of Lina. Just the time of the Psul of Lina of Dam is different than that of Eivarim. The time of the Psul of Lina of Dam is at Shkiyas Achama. That is their opinion. However, the Keren Oyer and Menachos Nafchavav and the Mikdash David and Simitah Zayin of Katan Beis, they say that even if the dam is Bereishis Shal Mizbeach B'Shkiyas Achama, it won't help you, because the problem is that it's the next day. You're doing Zrika on the next day. The Zman of Zrika is only B'Yoyim Zivchai, and here it's not B'Yoyim Zivchai. L'choyra, one would think that Rashi is a riot to their Shita. Rashi says that without the Pasuk, I would think that you could put the dam Bereishis Shal Mizbeach and do Zrika tomorrow. So that's Rashi saying before the Pasuk. So in Cain, what does the Pasuk come to tell me? That Lina does not help Bereish Shal Mizbeach. Chayr Mefurish in Rashi, that Lina Bereish Shal Mizbeach does not help by Dam. But there's no Raya L'chayr from Rashi, because Rashi could be talking about that you put the Dam up in the middle of the night. The following, Shki is at 6 o'clock, and Lezah Shachar is at 5 o'clock. So, if you put the dam up at 10 p.m., so without the pasuk, it would be okay, because when it comes 5 a.m. the next morning, the dam is Bereishis Shal Mizbeach, k'mash v'lo the pasuk, that it's not good. Why? Because the dam was nifsal at 6 p.m. the previous day, when it was Shkiyah Sachama. That could be the pshat in Rashi. If you put up the dam before Shkiyah, we don't have any Rashi about that. Could be there that Rashi agrees, that there you circumvented the psul of Lina. The psul of Lina was at Shkiyah Sachama, and you got on the Mizbeach before you had the Psul of Lina. So everything is okay. So with the Chayr from Rashi, there's no Raya about this Chakir. This is a Machlekes, the Shita and the Chazon Ish hold that it it works, Lina Bereishis Shal Mizbeach, and the whole Psul is the Psul of Lina. Hashengi and the Keren Oyer, the Mikdash David, they say that no, that the Psul is a Psul, that it's not B'yoyim Zivchai. You need the Hakrava, the Zrika, to be B'yoyim Zivchai. The Miskarov, it's brought down in the stencils on the Flamen Chesimin base. Miskarov also stood this way, that the psul is a psul that it's Einai B'yoyim Zivchai. And I heard over Mishem the Miskarov that the Miskarov was retired this way, and if you'd have 2 days in a row with no night in the middle, you also cannot do Zrika. That was his way of bringing out the point. That, because if the psul is a psul that the minute of Shkiyah Sachaba makes a psul, so if you have 2 days without any night, so there's no Shkiyah. So you could do Zrika the next day. But if the Yisrael of the Psul is that it's not the right time of Zrika, the time of Zrika is only B'yoyim Zivchai. So if you do Shchit on Tuesday, you can't do Zrika on Wednesday, and it's entirely irrelevant to the night. The night is not what makes the Psul. It's just Poshet, it's not B'yoyim Zivchai. However, L'chayr, we do have two Rayas to the opinion of the Shita and the Chazon Ish, that it's Psul of Lina. One is from a Taisus and one is from a Gemara. Just have to mention first one introduction before to bring these rayas. It's that the Gemara by us is referring to Dam. The Gemara says that the Dam has a psul of Shkiyas Achama. Without knowing anything else, one would say that it's only Dam. Only Dam has a psul of Shkiyas Achama. But the Mefurshim Gemara is not that way. Mefurshim the Gemara is that the psul of Dam in our sugya is not unique to Dam. Rather, it's a klal to all matirim. Anything which is matir the karban has a psul of Shkiyas Achama. Therefore, it applies to Dam, applies to a Koimetz, Minchas Koyanim, Minchas Koyan Mashiach. Any carbon where any, the chilek that's carried, the chilek hamatir of the carbon, and that is a psul Shkiyas Achama. We're in the Gemara earlier in Zvachim Daf Chaf Aleph, first in Menachos on Daf Chaf, and Daf Chavav, that this klal is a klal in matir. Oh, that's just an introduction. So now we get to our two riots. What are our two riots? The riot number one is from the Gemara. Earlier on in Daf Chaf Aleph, says in the sugya of the Mekir. Mekir, there's a psul lina on Mekir. If the Mekir are around when the morning comes, so they're pasul. That's why Ben Katan made a made a pulley to put the mekir under on the ground underground by night in the water, that it should not be nifsal b'lina. But the mekir are around when the morning comes, so then there is a psul of lina. So there's a mandomer there in Daf Chaf Aleph that mekir are nifsal l'matirim kimatirim uleivarim keivarim. So Rashi there explains that if the mekir are around when the night starts, so even if they put that in the bar before the morning, but the mekir are already nifsal for matirim. So these mekir can no longer be used for matirim. And but time of Amunah Shachar, that passes the mekir for Eivar. But we see there's a man of Amar that holds a mekir are nifsal for matirim ki matirim. That Shkia makes a psalm the mekir for Avodah Samatirim. Haray, if the whole din that Dav is nifsal b'shkia sachama is not really a psul of Laila. All it is that you need to do the Zrika on the day that you did the Shechita. That's the side of the din. So the Laila has no psul for Matirim Bechlal. Laila is not a psul for Matirim. You can do a Vedas Matirim Be'etzim Ba'Laila. That's not what the Pasuk is saying. The side of the Pasuk is to say that you need to do the Zrika on the same day as Shechita. But it's not that there's no psul in Matirim at night. So why does the Mekir get a psul? It's just the time to do Avodah Zrika is by day and not by night. But there's no psul in the Mekir. If the din is that the Matirim themselves are psul balayla, there's a psulina of a layla in Matirim. So that's what the Amar Damar holds. That psul is not only said in the Matirim themselves, but also the Mekir, which are given to do with them Avodah HaMatirim, they have the same din as the Matir itself. But if the din of Laila is only a din, is not a psul Laila b'chlal, all it is the din that the Zrika needs to be done b'yom Shechita, so the Gemara there is very difficult. That's Raya number one. And Raya number two is about the psulina. When does Dam or Koyimitz get a psulina? The Mikdash David says that Lafi Darkoi, that there's no psul, that Laila, or the certain din by us is that b'yom Shechita Zoveach HaTamakrif, you need Hakrava b'yom Zvicha. Says the Mikdash David, that you're only Chayev on the koimetz, or on the matirim, mishum noisar, in the morning. If a person eats a koimetz at night, he's not chayev mishum noisar. Mishum David refers to a koimetz and not to dam, because the Gemara says earlier on daf mem vav, there's no noisar by dam. But the question is b'chol by matirim, says the Mikdash David, that matirim, the psul noisar, only happens in the morning and not at night. That is the Mikdash David. However, Taisus and daf pedalim and beis, before not that way. Taisus says, that there's no the psulina of dam is only b'shkia sachama. Loi matzino psulina of dam b'yamur ha-shachar. That's Taisus. Taisus being a cheshvin. Not to get us right now the cheshvin of Taisus. But that this line says in Taisus that the psulina by dam is only b'shkia sachama, not b'yamur ha-shachar. If he makes the job, it's not true. The psulina by dam is in the morning. Just at night there's a new psul called b'yam she'iyata zaveach yata makrif. So as mentioned from the Gemara and Daf Chaf Aleph and from the Taisa Daf Pei Dalet, it's quite a big raya that the gedder of the psul in our sugya is the psul of lina. So that's like the shita of the shita b'kubetzas b'yas and the chazanish that say that if you put up dam on the mizbeach before shkia sachama, so there will not be a psul of lina. However, the lashon of the drasha though is difficult. The ma'isa of the drasha is b'yam shatzeveich atomakriv. It is a little bit problematic. It is mashma a little bit like the achrenim, but the rise we brought a rise that there is a psulina. However, the Mikdash David has a rise his shita. The Mikdash David brings a gemara later on a daf kufchaf, machlekes Rav and Shmuel about a korban that's brought in a bama. Can you shecht by night? Machlekes had learned the psukim by Shaul Amelach when he's at the milchama. Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether you can shecht, whether shechita in a bama is kosher b'layla. Ask the Mikdash David that hot teinach that the shechita is kosher at night. Gemara learns out of a pasuk, you can do shechita in a bama at night. But why is the dam not nifsal b'shkia sachama? The dam is always nifsal b'shkia sachama. Why does that not apply to bama? Says the Mikdash David, it's totally. Lefi, what I say that it's not a psulino. All it is b'yom shatzu zaveach atomakriv. So if the korban was shechted that night, you're allowed to shecht the korban at night, so that's the day of the zvicha. Avadi you could do zvicha at night. But if you say there's a psulina, so why is that nifsa mishkiya sachama? That's a nice makar to his shita. So again, the Lashon of Gemara by us is Chor Mashma saying, and also that Gemara that he brings in Zvachim Kufchav is also Mashma like his Shita. So Eshur Rikin and Matzia a Mahalach to try to combine a little bit these two opinions in Shkiyas Hachamim. The Makar to this is from Rashi in Menachas Daf Chav Min Beis. There the Gemara says that it brings down the din and dam is nifsa b'shkiyas hachamim, and also kovitz is nifsa b'shkiyas hachamim. So Lashon Rashi on the top of Daf Chaf Min Beis says Rashi, why is dam nifsa b'shkiyas hachamim? To einoy roi lizrek b'alayla. You can't do zrika at night. The chesed b'yemitz avoy says b'nei Yisrael ha'akrif. So then you can't do any avoydas by night. That's where Rashi starts. And Rashi goes on, the dam l'mochar nifsa b'lina. You can't do zrika at night. And the next day, the dam is nifsal belina. So, Rashi starts off with the fact that you can't do avoda by night. And he concludes with the fact that dam is nifsal belina. And then he goes on that also kaimetz, you can't, is pasul. Why? Because kaimetz also learned out of yom tzavaisai. And that just like you can't do zrik at night, also you can't be makdir at night, not because of the pasul by us, but because of the din of yom tzavaisai. But that the dam is nisal belina, Rashi brings the Gemara by us in Zvachim, Daf Nun Vav. So Rashi is zechar posach bekad v'siyem bechavitz. Rashi starts with the din you can't do avoda by night, and he fears ice with the fact that dam is nisal b'shkiyas hacham. How do these two things combine? So it's Mashma and Rashi is the following, a very fascinating chiddush, that the lashon of the drash is b'yom shatos aveich atamakrif, the day that you shech, that you need to do the zrika. L'chor by kachim the klal is that laila is hilich acharei. That you bring a carbon today, the carbon is nechal yom v'laila. The Gemara is called in numerous places that bekachim halaila hilich acharei yom. Even though normally in the dinim of the Torah, the day follows the night, by kachim the night follows the day. So the drasha by us is a problematic drasha. Where do we see in the drasha that dam is nifsal b'shkiyas hachama? Pasuk says that the day that you shecht, that's when you do zrika. All right, if you shecht on Tuesday, or Tuesday night, by kachim, is also considered Tuesday. So why can't you do zrika at night? What's Mashma Rashi is the following. That the reason you can't do zrika at night is because the general din that one cannot do avoda by night. Except for Akhtar Seymurim, one cannot do avoda by night. So doing zrika at night is out of the question. Elma, you want to do zrika the next day? No, you can't do zrika the next day. You know why? Because if you shecht on Tuesday morning, you can't do zrika on Wednesday morning, because that's a different day. Wednesday morning is a different day than Tuesday morning. But Tuesday night, the reason you can't do it is because of the din of Yom Tzavaisai, that avoid is pasul balayla. That's the lochar what it says here in Rashi. So if so, we can go back to the following, that the Mikdash Dabba, the Mashal brings a raya, that a karma that you bring by night, you do the zrika by night. Says in Mikdash Dabbat, if there's a psalina, so why can you do it by night? If you Rashi here, the whole drasha by us is based on the fact that you cannot do zrika at night. If in Obama you could do zrika at night, so then there's no unique psal and dam. Rashi says the whole thing of kamin between dam and evarim, where Rashi says menachas is because dam you cannot do zrika at night, and evarim you could be makdir at night. So if in Obama you're allowed to do zrika at night, so in Obama dam is exactly like evarim, the avoid is kosher by night. So a carbon that's brought by night, you could do zrika at night. A carbon that's brought in the day, you could do zrika that night, because halayla is hilich acharayim. The whole drush of ayas is because in the Beis Hamikdash, one cannot do zrika by night. There's an avyayim tzavaisai. So the neila, the dam of today, it has no option of being brought to tonight. The only time you can bring it is tomorrow. That's already not the yom hazvicha. That answers the Mikdash of Israel. But how do we get from that? That's a good gevaltik. L'chor that's before Rashi, that's gevaltik. But still, how do we get to the fact that dam has a psulina b'shkiyas hachama? If you draw Mashma and Rashi, the psulina should only be in the next morning. It shouldn't be a psulina b'shkiyas hachama. And that the answer could be that once l'maisa, the you can't do zrika at night, and dam is nefsal the next day. So it comes out that when's the last time for the hechsher of dam? The last time the dam has hechsher is at the end of today. A carbon that's brought on Tuesday, the last possible time to do zrika of the dam is a minute before shkia on Tuesday. So that's kaveh already a dime in the dam. The nikvah that the zman of dam, the hechsher of dam, is only today. night is off the, is out of the question, and tomorrow is out of the question. So it comes out that the time of the dam, the zman of the akrav of dam, is only this day and not the next day. That's if we can explain the lashon of the drasha and the whole member of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. The reason is because so you can't bring the, as Rashi says in Menachos, if the carbon was shechted on Tuesday, you can't bring it on Wednesday. Bring it Tuesday night is also out of the question because Yom Tavoisa. So the mail of Dam is this of Bishkiya Sachama. There should be a way to fuse these two drachim in the union of Shkiya Sachama, Api the Rashi and Menachos. One last point on this topic is the Rambam. The Rambam in Pergim of Tzulim Mekdosh Malach Yer Aleph, he brings down the din that Linos May Elis Breishes Shalmis Beach. So the Rambam talks about Ivarim and Imurim. The Rambam leaves out Dam. So the Achorim were medayik in the Rambam that there was no Havamina that by Dam the Breishes Shalmis Beach should work. So why not? So two drachim in the Achorim to explain why the Rambam held there was no Havamina that Lina Breishes Shalmis Beach should work by Dam. The Riskarav and Daf Pizayin brings Vashem Reb Chaim that the whole din of Lina Melos Bereish Shal Mizbeach is called Halos Tchila Saktara. Because you're makter things Bereish Shal Mizbeach, so when you brought it there, even though it's not yet on the fire, it's kilut on the way to the fire. So Halos Tchila Saktara, so there's no more psal of Lina. That's where Reb Chaim. That's Ram leaves out down. A few Reb Chaim, though, by Koimetz. One could think that ain't Lina Mayelis, because Koimetz is like Evarim. According to Reb Chaim, that the Rambam left out Dam is only because the sugya of Lina Mayelis only starts on something which has a halot chila saktara, which is a mukter. Dam is not a mukter, so there's no tzad that ain't Lina Mayelis. That's Reb Chaim. But the Karenayr says Lefi Darkai, that no, that the Rambam, the Oilam held that the Iker sugya could apply to Dam and to Koimetz, could apply to everything. But after that, we have that Dam is Nisto Bishkiya Sachama. And the gedder is that it's b'yom shatuz ve'ech atomakriv, so therefore there's no havamina that it works. Like we said earlier, as the Karen, this is the Karenari we mentioned earlier, Karenari Menachas Daf Chavav. And the Karenari says l'maisa that the gedder the drasha by us is that you need b'yom shatuz ve'ech atomakriv. So b'meila you can't do zriga the next day because of our pasuk. So l'fi the Karenaira, that the Rambam leaves out dam, he also means to leave out kaimetz, and the Rambam there l'maisa does not mention kaimetz. The Rambam Dafka leaves out all matirim, and it's nilmat from our sugya, because of the drush of our sugya. Therefore, there's no tzad that lina should work. That's the Karen Ayra. The fear of Chaim, that Rambam is unrelated to our sugya. Just there, the Rambam is because of the din of lina of ein lina mayeles. The whole havamina is only on something which has a halot chila saktar. I come back to the Rishayni by us, the Rashi and Taisa by us, on this din of Dam Nisso Mishkiya Sachama. Rashi says that without the Pasuk, I would think that you could do Lina Bereshish on Mizbeach and do Zriga the next day. So as we said, mentioned earlier, Rashi is Lav Dafka right to this Nidim and the Achreinim. Rashi could be referring to the fact that you put up the Dam at the middle of the night, and without the Pasuk, you could do Zriga the next day. Kamash from the Pasuk that you cannot do Zriga the next day. Because Dam is Nisso Mishkiya Sachama. So the Chazon Ish says that from Rashi here you see a chiddush that if ein lina mayelis bereishis shel mizbeach says the Chazon Ish, so you, when you do zrika the next day it can actually be machshu the korban. If that would not be the so to machshu that would be kosher and the cost of the korban would be kosher. So the Chazon Ish is moichir from Rashi he said this like a chiddush in ein lina mayelis that as long as you avoid the psolina you could do zrika you could be machshu the korban the next day. The only reason you can't be machshir the carbon the next day is because there's a psul in the dam or the koimetz. But without that, as long as you could avoid the psul of lina, then the carbon can actually get a hechshir by avoiding that's done the next day. He says that maybe not, he's machshir the chaznish, that maybe it's not a right from Rashi. Maybe Rashi means to say that you could do, the dam itself will have a hechshir. The carbon won't have a hechshir because the dam wasn't carried by the day that you shechted the carbon. But the dam itself will be kosher. But the Gemara is not that way. The Gemara has dinu dvarim how to learn the pasuk. Gemara says that maybe the pasuk means that when you do the dam zerg the dam today, so the basar is eaten today and tomorrow. And ikari dam lemachar is achal basar lemachar liyom ochra. If you shecht on Tuesday and you do Zrika on Wednesday, so you can eat the basher on Wednesday and on Thursday. Before the Gemara, that when you do Zrika the next day, so the korban is kosher. You could eat the basar. Obviously means you're machsher the korban. From a portion of the Gemara, that without this pasuk, there's a way to do Zrika the next day and machsher the korban. That, like Rashi says, that l'chayra, if ein lina mo'elis b'reishis shom mizbeach, if the dam was there at night, then you would avoid the psul lina and dam, so when you're zerg the next day, the korban will have a hechsher. That's a chayra before here in Rashi. That's a very important, you say, we see here in Rashi. Tesis here is Mayrich. Tesis asks on Rashi, that Rashi explained the whole sugya, that l'fi the mount Omar, ein lina mo'elis b'reishis shom mizbeach. But there is a mount Omar later on, that lina's mo'elis b'reishis shom mizbeach, which means, even that are things that are Bereshit Shem Mizbeach, when the morning comes, they get a psalina. So l'fi dat man da'amar, why do we need the pasuk? Why do we need the pasuk by us? The pasuk is coming to say the dam is nifsal b'shkiya sacham. Hari, anyway, you can't do zrika b'alayla because of the din of Yerim Tzavaytzai. And you can't do the next day because of lina. And according to this man da'amar, that lina ma'yelis Bereshit Shem Mizbeach, there is no way to avoid the psal of lina. This is the question of tesis. So the Achreinim want to say Kamen Avkaminis to answer the question of Tesis. That it's true that mitzad the din of Avodas, that there's no time that you actually could be machshir the dam. That's true. But the pasuk is coming to say a new gedder in the psul of the dam. The dam is nifsal b'lina, there's a chalois psul in the dam itself. And there are nafkaminas from this. What are nafkaminas? The Rashash says one nafkamina from the Gemara Named Beis. The Gemara says that you want to think machshev is piggled by dam. So the Gemara says that if you shech today and you think to do Zrika tonight, so it's considered Machsheves Pigel. Says the Rashash that if it only be the din of Yain Tavaisai, which is at Laila, you can't do Avaida by Laila, so it's not a Zman in the Dam. Mitad the Zman of Dam, you could do Zrika by night also. Just there's din of the Avaida is possible by night, but there's not could be a Zman in the Dam. So it wouldn't be Pigel by night. That's one Afkamina. They know enough. Kamin Alderach says when is there psul lina and koymetz? When is there psul neiser and koymetz? Kfi apashas like Tais enough pedalid psul neiser and koymetz is chal by night. That's only because of the pasuk. If it only be for the din of yom tavoisai that you can't do avoda by night, so it's not a chalais psul in the chefza. And if you eat the koymetz at night, you won't be chayav karetz. A third nafkamin in the Shagas Aryeh says it's the minyan zayin. The Gemara earlier on daf lam and chesam and beis. Says that the three matanos bechatas, after you did the first matan, which is ma'akev, the other three matanos by achatas, they're possible by night. Rashi says there, why are they possible by night? Rashi brings the drasha by us. Says the Shagas Aryeh, that if it only be for the end of Yain Tavaisai, so you would be able to do the gimel matanos balayla. Because any avoid which is not ma'akev in the karban is kosher balayla. Just like Haktar Zemurim, which is not ma'akev, is kosher balayla. Who had did gimel matanos mitzad the avoda sheboy? They should be kosher balayla. Why are gimel matanos pasul balayla? Because dam is nifsal b'shkiyas achama. So there's all nafkaminas that we agree that lemaisa you can't do zrika at night and the dam will be nifsal the next day. But there are nafkaminas in the drasha saying that there's a chalais psul at night, and that's kaveh man in the dam. What are nafkaminas? The Rashash is machshev is pigel. We said the iser noiser by koymetz. Shagas Aryeh says the gimel matanos that mitzad the avoid they could be kosher by night and only because of the psul and dam they're possible by night. But Tesis didn't hold it these nafkaminas. Tesis did hold it as a question. It could be to explain Tesis. This is really what he said earlier in Rashi and Menachos that Tesis held that once you can't do zrika at night because of yom tzavaisai and you can't do zrika the next day because dam is nifsa belina be'amura shachar. So that's memela kavei azman in the dam. That's what Mashman Rashi in Menachos, that you can't do avoda by night and dam lemocher nifsa belina. And Rashi brings the drasha that dam is nifsa b'shkiyas achama. It all works in together. Once the avoda is possible by night and the next day there's upsolina, so it comes out that the memela upsolina is now. The Torah doesn't make kunsin with me that really the dam is kosher all night. But you can't do avoda, so the psul only happens in the morning. No, if lemaisa I can't do the avoda of dam by the whole night, so lemaisa that's kaveya to me as man in the dam that the dam is only until shkiyas achama. I could actually maybe yishuv on tesis, which is like we said, mashman Rashi Menachos. Akobanim Tesis has this as an important question. It's a good question in the sugya. Why do we need the pasuk of Shkiyas Hachama? Anyway, you can't do Zrika by night and you can't do Zrika the next day. And if you don't have the Teretz of Rashi. So in this Tesis, it brings the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, famous Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that there are two Shkiyas. There's a Shkiyah Rishayna and a Shkiyah Shniyah. What's the time of Shkia, which is for all Dinei Torah, that Shkia is a difference between day and night. After Shkia, there's a twilight zone of Bein Hashmashos until Tzeisa Kechavim. But the time of Shkia that we refer to always, which is the end of the day, which all things which are their mitzvahs to do in the day, you need to do before Shkia, that refers to Shkia Shnia, which is the completion of Shkia. However, says Rabbeinu Tam, Shkia is not a moment, it's not a moment, rather, it's a process. Shkia, the sun starts going down, and then it eventually finishes going down. So that Shkia, this is the process of Shkia. Now, when we say by us, the dam is nifsa, the Shkia Sachama, it's referring to the Shkia Rishayna, the Tchilas Shkia, when the sun starts going down. So dam, because the Pasuk is not needed legufei, we can't understand the Pasuk Kipshutai. Referring to the dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama, because it's not needed for that. So Bakorcha, the pasuk is coming to say an earlier time that you cannot do that the dam is nifsal from the beginning of shkia. From the beginning of shkia, that's already the sun starts going down. Already from then, the dam is nifsal. This is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. What this means practically, shkia rishayin and shkia shniyah, as they refer to, is when you can no longer see the sun, that's called Shkia Rishayna. When the sun dips beneath the horizon, and you can no longer see the sun, and that's called Shkia Rishayna. Then for the next 50 plus minutes, it's still considered Yom Gomer, for all dinim in the Torah, except for Adam Kodshim. And then at the end of this time, after either 54 minutes, or 58 and a half minutes, it starts Bein Hashmashos. And then at 72 minutes, that's called Tzeisa Kechavim. This is the famous Rabbeinu Tam, that 72 minutes. On Matzei Shabbos, many people wait 72 minutes to do Malacha, based on this Rabbeinu Tam, which is passing in Shulchan Aruch. That 72 minutes from when the sun can no longer be seen, that is when it's Laila. And until that time, until either 13 and a half minutes or 18 minutes before Tzeis HaKechavim, that's Bein Hashmashos. And from Shkia Rishayna until Bein Hashmashos is called Yom Gomer. That was used to be the minhag in Europe, by the Hasidim, that 50 minutes after Shkia, you could still do Malacha. 50 minutes after the sun goes down, at Erev Shabbos, you could still do Malacha. Because that's called Yom Gomer Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. But Dam is Nifsal Mishkia Rishayna. Pshut it's only then in Dam. Rabbeinu Yehuda in Brachas brings it says the Chiddush of Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. Also, you cannot have a Mincha after Shkia Rishayna. Because mincha, because tefillah is connected to midim tiknum, so because dam is nifsal b'shkia rishayna, you also cannot have a mincha after shkia rishayna. However, the opinion of most rishayim according to Rabbeinu Tam is that you could have a mincha until the end of until bein hashmashos or until laila, but even after shkia rishayna, one can still have a mincha. This is the famous chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. So just a couple of points about this, what's negated to us, many of Kaminas Halacha L'maisa, we won't get into that right now, obviously. But the Sfasemis in Menachas and Afchav Menbeis asks, he says, I don't understand how Rabbi Yonatan explained the Pasuk. Pasuk said, B'yom Shat HaZaveach HaTamakrif. When you shech today, you have to makrif the dam today. So Rabbi Yonatan says, the Pasuk is Meyotur, it's coming to say an earlier time. That you have to b'zerik the dam, even though it's still considered Yom, for other dinim in the Torah, but by dam kodesh you need to shecht it at shkia rishayna. But says the Sfasemis, why can't you shecht after shkia rishayna? L'kol dinim shabat Torah, it's considered yom until shkia shniya, until seif shkia. So before this pasuk, when's the time of shechita? Time of shechita applies until shkia shniya. So the pasuk never changed that. The pasuk never changed when zman of shechita is. Pasuk just says that you have to do Zrika on the day that you do Shechita. But the whole day should be the day of Shechita. So that's a kusha, a tomb of the Sfasemis. Sfasemis wants to say, fascinating Chiddush Lefisa, that in the Harami you could Shecht after Shkia Rishayna. But like this, a carbon that's Shechted before Shkia Rishayna has to be, you have to do the Zrika before Shkia Rishayna. a carbon that's shechted between Shkia Rishayin and Shkia Shnia, there you could do Zerika until Shkia Shnia. So really, the whole day long, you could do Zerika. Just depends from which type of carbon. Carbon that's shechted earlier in the day has its Zerika must be done by Shkia Rishayin. Carbon that's shechted after Shkia Rishayin, before Shkia Shnia, so for its Yom Zivchoy is after Shkia Rishayin. So it needs Zerika in that time. That's his Ein Fall of Yerbe Natam. Sassemis is Masin that tells him before not that way. Tells him before that you must bring the carbon Pesach by Shkia Rishayin. Sassemis says that Lafi, what I'm saying is not that way. Lafi Yerbe Natam, you can bring it after Shkia Rishayin until Shkia Shnia. Just, if you brought it earlier, you need to do Zerika by Shkia Rishayin. If you bring it after Shkia Rishayin, then do Zerika by Shkia Shnia. So tells him before not that way in Yerbe Natam. We have to know what the answer to the question of the Sassemis is. One other point here, Lefir Binatam, is a nidan d'achrayim, how to learn the gedder of this psul of Shkia Rishayna. Is the gedder is that the Shkia Rishayna is saying just a psul, the psul in the dam, that the dam becomes pasul by Shkia Rishayna, or the gedder is that Shkia Rishayna is considered laila by dam. For other dinim in the Torah, it's still considered yayim, but for dam, Shkia Rishayna is already considered laila. What that is not that it's even for dam is considered yayim. Just there's a psul in the dam, a psul lina and dam mishkir yishayna, even though it's considered yayim. So the chedusha blei malin in Simon Chafei, he says that the gedra is that it's a gedra of laila. He brings a fascinating chiddush to the Birkas HaZevach that shlomim is nechal liyayim lishnei yomim. Says the Birkas HaZevach, on the second day of the shlomim, you can only eat it until shkir yishayna. Cannot eat it after Shkia Rishayna. Just like Shkia Rishayna, dam is nifsal. That could be that the zman also of the achil of the korban is only until Shkia Rishayna. So it's clear that Birkas HaZevach understood that it's could be what's considered laila. That from Shkia Rishayna is already considered laila. And therefore, just like you can't be zerg the dam after Shkia Rishayna, you also can't eat the shlamin. That's Rabbi Malin. But Rabbi Chaim done not this way. Rav Shach brings an Aviezri Perek Dalet of Meiser Karbonis. Brings and someone asks a question to Rav Chaim that the Gemara learns in Pesachim that the Isser of eating chametz in Erev Pesach is because of the din of Leisishchad al chametz dam zivchi. You can't shech the korban Pesach when you have chametz. And from Chatzos on Erev Pesach, you can shech, this is man of shech in the Pesach. So from the time that you could shech the Pesach, you can't eat chametz. Because there says that if it's man that's right or Pesach, Manila means that you can't have chametz in that time. So someone asked Rabbi Chaim that Lafir Beinu Tam, you should be allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach between Shkia Rishayin and Shkia Shnia. However, this man of Akrabas at Pesach is only until Shkia Rishayin. And Pesach itself only starts from Shkia Shnia. Till Shkia Shnia, it's considered Yoyim Gamar Lekol Adinim Sheva Teira. So Imkain, you should be allowed to eat chametz or to have chametz from Shkia Rishayna to Shkia Shnia, because it's no longer the time of Pesach, of the bringing the korban Pesach. Mitzacheni, the yontiv of Pesach didn't start yet. So Chaim answers that no, that even Rabbeinu Tam holds that the avad of the whole day is considered a day of shechita. The zman of the shechita of the korban Pesach is the whole day. Until Shkia Shnia. Just there's a psul in the dam. Dam is nifsal b'shkia Rishayna. But the zman of Akrava still says it's being the whole day. So Mela, the reason you can't eat chametz in Erev Pesach between Shkia Rishayna and Shkia Shnia is because it's still the zman of Akrava to Pesach. Practically, you can't bring a Pesach then, because the dam will be nifsal. But because it's still the zman of Akrava, so Mela, there's an Isra chametz at that time. That was the opinion of Rav Chaim, but Rav Malin brings from the Birkas HaZevach, not that way, they know it actually became that this considered Laila Lagabe Dam. So you have to know how we answered the question here of why you can't eat chametz between Shkia Rishayna and Shkia Shnia. We now come to the Gemara Amud Beis. The Gemara brings the Machlekes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan that Or Shlishi, the second night of a Shlomim, a Shlomim that's brought on Tuesday, what's the name of the Shlomim on Wednesday night? According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a Chiv Karis, if you eat it, it's considered Nisar. And also there's Machsheves Pigel. If your person shechs the Shlomim on Tuesday, Amanas eat on Wednesday night, if you're Bechanan, it's called Pigel. Why? Because it's Idchilei Me'achila. once the Zman Achila is only until the end of the second day, the night afterwards is Idchile Me'achila, even though the Din Tzreif is only in the morning, once passed off the time of Achila, so it's already considered Noisar entirely. Not that way, because the Daimler in Tiklis Tzreifa, it doesn't yet have, it's not yet Din Tzreifa, so it means that it's not entirely Noisar. So even though it's Avad, it's Usher to eat it that night, but there's no Chiv Karis. That's Machlekes by us. So the Pshut and the Machlekes here is how to understand the Din Tzreifa by Yom. The Shlom, you cannot eat it on the second night, but you only burn it the third morning. Meshut and Machlekes is what's the side of that Din? Chizkiya understood that if the Torah tells you, instead of telling you to burn it by night, the Torah says burn it the next morning. Ba'karach means that it's not yet entirely nicer. If it would be entirely nicer, the Torah would say to burn it already at the second night. Why does the Torah tell me to wait until the next morning? Because I have to complete the process of making it to nicer, and only then do I burn it. So it only becomes nicer the third morning. Ma'ashengi lefir b'yechanan, no. It's entirely nicer already the second night. Why do I burn it the next morning? It's a din in the mekiyum of Sreifas nicer. Sreifas nicer was only said by Yom and not by Laila. That's according to Rabbi Yechanan. But Chizkiya learned out that no, that if the Torah did not tell me to burn it right now, that it's not yet entirely nicer. So that, and therefore it doesn't, and therefore there's no Chiv Karis. That's Pshuta the Machlekas here. However, this is a machlek, what I just said now is a machlek is in Yevamos and the Fayin Beitz. So machlek is in the Gemara there. That Noiser is only burned by day and not by night, is that only Noiser Bizmanai or also Noiser Shalei Bizmanai? Let's say you leave over Noiser a few days. You left over 4 or 5 days. The person left over the meat. And now he remembers, now he's Chayzer B'tshuva and he wants to actually go burn it, but it's at night. Can he burn it now or does he have to wait till the next morning? And Machlekes over there. L'chaira, our sugya should be a talad of that sugya, the Hainu. If we say that Noisar always needs Treifa Bayoim, Bein Bizmanai, Bein Shaloi Bizmanai, Noisar needs Treifa Bayoim, so the Bakarachach, the din of Treifa Bayoim is just the way to be the keem of Noisar. On the fourth day, Avad, it's entirely Noisar. Avad, a person is Chayav Karis if he eats it. Just that he has to wait for the morning is a din that the way the Mekayim the mitzvah of Sreifas Noisar is only by Yom V'Lay B'Layla. Oh. But the Madama that holds that Shalei Bizmanai Mitzvasai Bein by Yom Bein B'Layla, he holds that beside the mitzvah of Sreifas Noisar is can be Niskayim B'Layla. So why Bizmanai is it only by Yom? Because he holds like Chizkiya. He holds that the Or Shlishi, it's not yet entirely nicer. So the reason the Torah told me not to burn it right now is not because the din in mitzvah Sreifas nicer is by Yom Balo Balayla. No! Sreifas nicer is Bein by Yom Bein Balayla. The reason the Torah told me not to burn it is because it wasn't yet Nishlam Nishem nicer. It's only Nishlam Nishem nicer in the morning of the third day. So these two machalikas should be Tavi Habaha. The problem is that both in the Gemara by us and in the Gemara there, the Gemara is not toilet. The Gemara doesn't make this tliya. So Bakarach, you have to be mechalik. There's what to say about what the chilik is. I'm not going to be marach about this right now. We're a little bit short on time. And Mayan into Bakarach, you could find that there is a chilik to work out that our Gemara, that the mechalik is by us, could work out if you both shitas over there in the Gemara in Yevamos. And another point here is in the din of Machshavas Pigol, Lefi Chizkiya. The Gemara says that Lefi Chizkiya, not only is there no nicer if you eat it or L'Or Shlishi, but also when you're Mechashev L'Or Shlishi, so it's also, it's not considered Machsheves Pigol. It's not considered Machsheves Shalei Bizmanai. So this is a very big Chiddush. It's true that Chizkiya holds that it's not yet entirely nicer until the third morning, and you're not Chayav Karis. But if a person cannot eat it the third night, it's Usher to eat it, you're not in the kind of, it's just Kachim when you eat it then. It's not the Zman Achila, the Or Shlishi. So why is it not Pigol? Why does Pigol need that it has to be Hashem Noiser? Pigol needs you think to eat the Basar, Shalei Bizman Achila. So even if Yechizkiya, Or Shlishi is considered Shalei Bizman Achila. L'chol we see in Ar Gemara Yisayid that you have to think about something which has a psul and the entire psul. More correctly defined, Machsheves Pigol is thinking to eat something which has an eat a psul Noiser. or tzimakir, something which has it in a psolina. The only time that it's considered a machsheves shalei bezmanoi is when you think do something in a time which a Torah is a magdir as over zmanoi. So if fichizkia or shlishi is not yet over zmanoi, if it would be over zmanoi, then it would be kareis of neser. It's not yet entirely over zmanoi. Even though it's not the right time to do the mitzvah, and it's oster and it's puzzle, but if it's not yet entirely over zmanoi, then it's not considered machsheves pigel. That's how it's muchach from our Gemara. That's in the Mishnah Shabbar in Zvachim Timin Yud Beis. That's what he takes out from our sugya, that you need something which has in it absol neisar for machsheves pigel. And he says that hu adin machsheves chutzim kaimai, the other type of machshava which passes chutzim kaimai, says Reb Aaron, that you need a machshava that on something which has in it absol yaisai, just like machsheves chutzim lizmanoi. Is something which have an absol lina nicer. Who had an machsheves chutzim kaimai is things which have an absol yaitze. And he asks on this from Tais and Daf Chav Tes, and before not that way, Tais deals with machsheves to eat or to be makariv in the hechel. That is machsheves chutzim kaimai. Says Reb Aaron, there's no absol yaitze to the hechel. So what was the tzad there that there should be absol machsheves chutzim kaimai? But the way we said, I don't know if it's so schwer. Rabbi Aaron says it's totally the same soul of Neisar and Yaitse, and that's why he has a question in that thesis. But it can't say that again, there's not you need the same soul of Neisar in the Chizkiyah. But the aside is you need something which is entirely chutz lizmanai. Or Shlishi Lefi Chizkiyah is still somewhat called bizmanai. So that's why that's why it's Sakhazir Machshav is Pigel. In the Hechel is a different Mokkim, and it's entirely not the right Mokkim. The psul yaiti wasn't said in that. The psul yaiti was only said in things that go out of the azora. We don't need for chutz mani and chutz mkaim. We don't need the psul. We need it to be the wrong mokaim or the wrong time. That's what defines it as being chutz. So the chizkiya, according to chizkiya, our shlishi is not entirely the wrong time. So you can't. It's not considered machsheves psul. Hashem in the hechol is entirely the wrong place. Just happens to be the Torah doesn't give a psul for bringing the busser there. It's hard work to be the Yisrael here, and maybe it's not shver from that thesis. Another Ari here is the Gemara brings down the Braisa that there's Machsheves Pigel Acher Shkia Sachama. And if you're Machashel Acher Shkia Sachama, so it's considered a Machsheves Pigel in Dam. We mentioned earlier the opinion of the Mikdash David that the Psolina and Neisar only happens by Amura Shachar, by Dam and by Matirin, by Koimetz. Because he understood that Shkia is not a Psolina, all it is the din of b'yom shatzer zaveach atamakrif. You need zrika b'yom hashchita. So therefore, the Mikdash David held that the psul neisar only comes the next morning. All right, according to the side of Chizkiyah here in our sugya, that when something does not have in it the psul lina and the psul neisar, so there's also not machsheves pigel. So in Cain, by dam, the time the dam gets the psul of lina and neisar is the next morning according to the Mikdash David. So in Cain, why should there be machsheves pigel balayla? Machsheves pigel should only be when it's entirely lacher zmanoi, which is only the next morning. If you hold that it's absol lina at night, so then already at night is lacher zmanoi. But l'fi the Mikdash David, that night is not yet lacher zmanoi, so there should not be a machsheves pigel. And don't say because l'maisa you can't do it for another reason, so it already makes into machsheves pigel. We see in Chizkiyah not that way. That even though you can't eat the basar b'leil or shlishi, it's not machsheves pigel. Until it's entirely lacher zmanoi, there's no machsheves pigel. It's a very big question in the Mikdash. It's possible, I'm sure, that there's a difference between Basar, which is Nechal, and Dam, which is carved on the Mizbeach. Things which are carved on the Mizbeach, so once it's already La'achar Zman, and that's Miskabel on the Mizbeach, then it's considered Machsheves Pigel. If you do the Zrika by night, La'maisa, the Zrika will be a Zrika Psula. So that's enough to make it into Machsheves Pigel, because the Dam is not Miskabel. But Shinkin by Basar, which is Nechal, so we don't not tell you whether it's Miskabel or not Miskabel. Just we know it's entirely lacher zmanoi. If it's not yet nicer, it's not entirely lacher zmanoi. So then it will not be machsheves pigel. Efshir. Just one last point on the sugya here. Is the shita here in Ois Ches, the exact of our sugya that shlomim ar nechal l'shnei yomim v'laylo echad is the ikar mitzvasa is by yom. He asks why did the pasuk call hanoiser ad yom hashlishi? It's not nicer. Nicer means something that's puzzle. when you eat kach shlom on the second day, they're not pasul. Says the Shita, the hayv noiser leiv nisak amar el noiser shloi ochal b'yom harishon kimitzvasei. The ikar mitzvah leechol b'yom harishon. Ikar mitzvah is to eat by the first day, smash in the pasuk. And noiser, what's left over till the next day, then you also can eat. But the ikar mitzvah of eating shlom is b'yom balayil. Also the Ramban in Parshas Tav also says this. And the ikar mitzvah of eating shlom is b'yom balayil, like all other karbanos. By shlom the Torah is marbe an extra zman of achila, even though it's already finished. Ikar zman of achila yom balayil, the extra zman of achila of the second day. But ikar zman of achila's kachim of shlomim, ikar mitzvah is b'yom balayil. And again for today, which on the next Mishnah, we'll talk about it in tomorrow's daf.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.